All right, there we go. Second hour, we are underway. We've got lots going on. A call is coming up very shortly too. Your chance to win via the open line, 1300 01 1170, a Wilson Pro Staff racket. It's from Tennis Only. Remember, shop online at Australia's number one tennis retailer. Visit tennisonly.com.au. And for the chance to win the Signet Boost Power Bank and the double pass to the Sydney Sixers and the Brisbane Heat, you've got to give us a text message on 0457 736 736. We've talked about a lot of things. Tommy Trbojevic is back and his hamstrings are okay, and Cade Dykes is desperately unlucky doing his ACL. Will Penasini has re-signed with the Eels, and Eddie Jones is saying, oh, yes, we're going to take on New Zealand. We're coming to get you, the All Blacks, and we're also coming to get the Rugby World Cup. Remember the date, October 28th. And at just after 11 p.m. local time, David Warner, as he flew out, had his say about the future of Test cricket. And just talking about a young player like an Ollie Davies, who he played for, don't champ me, buddy, in the Sydney Thunder team. And just saying, well, I don't know whether he wants to play white ball cricket, but red ball cricket. But if he does, it also helps with his white ball cricket, which makes a lot of sense. I know David's the exception to the rule, but a guy like Steve Smith came through wanting to play red ball cricket, and oh, look at this. Here's a very lucrative side hustle playing white ball cricket. In the meantime, it's the women's cricketers who are a chance to earn a significant payday. So we've got the IPLW auction coming up very shortly. Now, Marge Jennings, who was inducted into the Hall of Fame, she had to pay to play. That was more than 40 years ago, though, right? So now we've got the situation where there could be Australian female cricketers who are earning in excess of $500,000 for a couple of weeks' work. Fair play to them. Good work. Great if you can get it. Ash Gardner, Talia McGrath, Elisa Healy, Elise Perry, Grace Harris, Meg Lanning, Darcy Brown, pretty much everyone. They've all just put their names in. They've got to put a base price. So you've got to be, you don't want to miss out altogether. So you've got to put a base price. But tell you what, I've just thought of an idea off the back of that. I'm going to run it by Coach K in his score update, and maybe afternoon's amplified as well. So let's see how we go with that. If you're wondering how things are going, no CBA just yet. They are a day and a half into a three-day talk fest. Let's call it a negotiation between the NRL and the RLPA. Andrew Abdo, Clint Newton sitting across from each other, surrounded by a posse of assistants, I would have thought. But as we heard from Adrian Prezenko, apparently the focus thus far has been on the women's game, and understandably so. Club identities, we won't want to be named, have come out in support of the players, which I think is very interesting, given the fact they're usually they are sitting across from each other and they're negotiating with each other, but they're all in on this one, it would seem. 1300 01 1170 0457 738 738. Just before we get to Jace on the line from North Parramatta, and then we'll have a chat with Greg Chalmers. G'day, Jimmy and Coach K. First great comeback I think of is Mick Doohan. Crashed at Assen in Holland in 1992. They almost amputated his leg, but they didn't. He came back. Had to have his bikes modified as he couldn't use the rear brake with his foot. He won five 500cc world championships, and that is the Formula One equivalent. Cheers, Rough Red in Concord. So you know, I know you're in Concord, so that means you are available for the double pass to the cricket. That is a great nomination, Rough Red. Thank you for sending it in. Let's go to that open line. Jace is there, wants to have his say. G'day, Jace.
G'day, Jimmy. How you going, mate?
Mate, Jace, I'm going really well. Thanks, buddy. And good to hear your voice. I hope you've had a great bit of a break over the Christmas New Year period.
Yeah, thank you. No, I have, and I trust you have too. I just mentioned to Coach K that hearing Matty White back on in the mornings and you, Jimmy, back in the afternoons, the SEN 1170 spine is slowly coming back for the 2023 season. It's, yeah.
Yeah, very good. I like that. Nice work there, Jace.
Yeah, no worries. And my one, like there's some really great nominations for this people that have had comebacks after injury. Mel Meninga is one of my favourites. Those yes. Broken arm. Who can forget that? What was under that cast? Jimmy, did you ever find out what was under?
No, but I think David Trawella did one day out at the SCG in a semi-final.
He might be still buried there, poor David. That was frightening.
Yes.
But My one was, and it's something that happened actually only last year. Nellie Korda, the golfer.
Oh, yes.
She actually announced in March, via Instagram that she had a blood clot in her arm and she needed to take time off. She did that. She returned to the LPGA later that year and actually picked up a win on the LPGA in November. And she was very emotional, as you'd expect, you know, after going through such an ordeal. But, yeah, that's my one, Jimmy.
What an incredibly talented family they are. Great to isolate Nellie there and identify her as someone who's come through that. Now that you mention that, that reminds me, Venus Williams has... So, I don't know how successful she's been, diagnosed with something which is incredibly rare, but she too has continued to play tennis through that. But you've just reminded me. But great nomination, Jason. Great to have you back listening and investing and contributing to the program, mate.
Cheers, Jimmy.
Yeah, good.
Thanks,
on. Mate. There he is, Jace from North Parramatta. Keep those calls coming in, 1300 01 1170. All right, stick around because up next we are heading to Pebble Beach, no less, for the Pro-Am. We had a chat to Australian golfer Greg Chalmers late last year. Had a great time with him, thoroughly entertaining, and he's been good enough to jump on the phone after turning out for the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Of course, he's over there for the PGA Tour as well. I think he's having a thoroughly good time and there just might be a little bit of golf that gets in the way of the continuing partying, but he's on the line. G'day, Greg.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm really well. How's Pebble Beach? Look, I'm not a golfer, Greg, but when you start looking at vision of Pebble Beach, you start thinking, wow, that looks quite spectacular. How is it in person?
Yeah, it's not a bad bit of real estate, mate, to be honest. I whipped it out. I played the back nine yesterday morning at Pebble Beach, and we played three golf courses this week. And then two of the rounds are at Pebble and two others at two different other places, Monterey Peninsula and Spyglass Hill. So we played Pebble yesterday in a practice round, and we practiced today at Spyglass Hill, which also has hanging off the ocean. And then I play Monterey in a practice round tomorrow. It's the same again. It's hanging off the ocean as well. So... yeah, there's a bit of you wouldn't mind buying a house around here. You just need about $20 million and you're good to go. So lovely.
Yeah. How are you hitting them?
Not too bad, mate. I haven't played since the Australian Open. I haven't played a tournament since then. That was, you know, obviously early December there. But I've hit it nicely today. It's getting better every day. So you know, for an older dude, I'm pretty happy. I'm looking forward to the week starting and getting after it.
Yeah. So how much, you said you haven't played in tournament play since then. How much practice do you do, mate? Do you give yourself a bit of a break over Christmas and New Year just to keep yourself fresh? How do you go about it now, Greg?
Yeah, I didn't touch a club for a month.
Wow.
So probably three weeks prior to this event, I started practicing again. But yeah, I didn't touch a golf club for 4 weeks at least, I'd say.
Yeah.
Just nice to... probably something I was guilty of not being very good at when I was younger. Now I quite enjoy just leave it alone and then I find when I start practicing it, I really want to go practice rather than having to do it. You know what I mean? So go ahead. Yeah, it's just like another job, you know? It's just... it's a cool job, but there's times when it's like, hey, I don't feel like doing that right now.
and that's you've actually answered my next question, which was, has that changed through the course of your professional career because you know yourself so much better now? You still got that competitiveness and you still want to win, but hey, maybe not having a club in my hand is the best way to go about it for that freshness that you've just explained there. What about the celebrities there in the Pro-Am, mate? Do you know who you've been paired with yet?
I don't know yet, and you don't always get a celebrity. The last few years here, in the past, I drew Clint Eastwood one year, my rookie year. I had Michael Bolton one year. I've had, you know, a bit of a run where I got some celebrities, and then other times you might find you just get the CEO and a big wig at a company. You know, like it really is a cool event like that. You can meet some really lovely people and some people who are quite talented in their given field. So, we'll find out here. Actually, I think the texts are coming through now. I just don't know who I know the pro. I don't know who the amateurs are we have yet.
Okay. What was Clint like?
Oh, yeah. Pretty good. I tell you what, it was really interesting. If he hit it offline, people would try and get in the way of his ball because they wanted to get hit by one of his golf balls. But they would move part like the sea if I was if I hit one offline. So that was a bit frustrating. I'll say this. He probably heard in 3 days I played with him, he probably heard conservatively several hundred people say, go ahead, make my day.
Yes.
And every single person thought they were the first one. Oh, and it was just, you could almost see a little piece of him dying, it looked like. You know, it was just like, oh boy, you know, he just got sick of hearing it, I'm sure. But a lot of fun, great experience.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so some of the celebrities that are there, Gareth Bale, the legendary Welsh footballer, Josh Allen, who's just been knocked out of the NFL, Jason Bateman, the actor, Macklemore, the singer, who we had out here at the NRL Grand Final a few years ago as well. If you had your choice, mate, based on the celebrities that are there, do you have a preferred?
I haven't given it much thought, to be honest. I would say... I like some. There's a couple of comedians playing this week
that I'm
a bit of a fan of, and so something like that would be pretty cool. Honestly, mate, it doesn't matter to the celebrity. Half of the draw can be a little more difficult because
right.
you end up it adds time to the day, and it is a longer day.
Right.
To be honest, I honestly I'm not super. I wouldn't mind playing with. You know, when you start seeing like Josh Allen and things like that, that'd be pretty cool. Like other athletes is always fun, or other guys who are good at sports. So,
yeah.
It'll be interesting, mate, to see how it all plays out. It could be cool.
Now, I've been following you across social media. I did see this tweet come out a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a week ago. There was a golf Twitter account, Flushing It, who was talking about John Rahm and the impact he has on the leaderboard. And in the absence of Tiger Woods or since Tiger Woods, that no one has that impact on other players on the leaderboard as much as John Rahm. And you've replied, I don't even have to check with my peers. There is nothing like the feeling of the Greggy stalking you from somewhere around the around the 60th place on the final day. Hashtag lookout 59th. So, mate, you sound like you're enjoying yourself over there, the Greggy.
Yeah, so it was a while ago now, and I just noticed what a cesspool Twitter can be. So what I try and do on my Twitter account is I stay away from anything that I try and do. If it makes me giggle, I'm like, oh, I'll try that and see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm not really interested in getting involved in, you know, the dirt and or anything that's going on in the world. So I'm interested in cat videos, basically. So, if it makes me have a chuckle, and I do love, I don't take myself super seriously, and I do love sort of winding up my peers here or there. So I try and have a bit of fun with it.
Mate, we love it. Righto, from a golf point of view, who's hitting the ball nicely this week? And who do you think, it could be an Australian, doesn't have to be an Australian, that you think's going to have a big year?
I really love, there's a kid playing this week that, you know, he's obviously one of the top 10 players in the world named Victor Hovland, who I think he's going to be very, very good. I haven't kept up to speed with, and this is the great thing about, like, I saw an article the other day about they're worried about the top players not coming to this event. But I do love that it gives an opportunity to, you know, some young guys that have just got their card coming off the Corn Ferry, so... You could see some young guys pop through and have a great week and change their career path in 1 week. I like those kind of stories. So I'm not very good at telling you, hey, get on this guy or get on, because I'll be honest with you, mate, I don't watch as much golf as a lot of people do.
Right.
You know, I kind of, it's on in the background for me. I watch my mates when they're doing well. I don't really watch it avidly week in and week out.
Yeah. Okay. I know you get into other sports too. Have you been watching other sports? I'm presuming you spent your time across Christmas, New Year back at home in the US.
Yes, I did, mate. And massively, I'm a big Cowboys fan, so I've been shedding a few tears here the last... Yeah, it's been ugly the last little bit. I'm keeping an eye on my Dallas Stars. I really like the ice hockey. If you ever get the chance to go to an ice hockey game, It's one of the greatest live sporting experiences you'll ever see. It doesn't resonate on TV. It doesn't transfer to TV as well. But boy, oh boy, a live ice hockey game is probably one of the best experiences I've had. So, yeah, absolutely. I keep in touch with all that. And I keep half an eye on what's going on in the cricket back there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love my sport. So yeah. It's good.
Fantastic. Mate, you're very quickly becoming our US sports correspondent here on the afternoon's program. So you better be careful. You might have yourself a new job. You told us how good Clint Eastwood was. Your mate Paul Gow once told a story about Glenn Campbell from Rhinestone Cowboy fame, who was a superstar. He played with him in a pro-am. I think I can say this, but he thought he was a complete dead shit. So, mate, is there anyone else you've been paired with that you think, oh, geez, that was a long 18 holes?
No one I'm going to throw under the bus right now. But any other job, if there's, you know, a couple of hundred people in your office, there's a good chance you don't get along with everyone.
Yes.
So that happens in our job as well.
Yeah. So. Very nicely put, mate. Very diplomatic of you on that one. Hey, the last question is, and there's a lot of people who are wanting to ask this too, mate, are you getting access to any sausage rolls now that you're back in the US?
So I do have a thing, but they arrived. They've got to be frozen, and they arrived. They're not, you know, fresh off the rack or out of the service station. I think Australia Day I had John Senden come over. We didn't get sausage rolls or meat pies that day. We had fairy bread. we had the full cuisine. I think we made scones and stuff like that. My wife did. I'm always on the lookout for a good sausage roll though. So I might have to wait for a proper one when I get home into this year.
Okay. Well, there could be some breaking news. An old mate of mine, a teammate, Sean Garlick from Garlow's Pies. I think they're starting to do some really good things in the US. So there you go, mate. It mightn't be too far away. Greg, always great with your time. Great to chat. Wish you all the best at not only at Pebble Beach, but for the year as well. And thanks for joining us again on SEN, mate.
No worries, mate. You guys take care. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Greg Chalmers, coming to you live. What about those golf courses he talked about? Yeah, they are absolutely magnificent. He gets to play on them, and I don't mind his thoughts too. Have a break. Get away from the golf, and then it freshens you up to come back for the following year. Have your thoughts on Greg, 1300 01 1170. Get us on the text line. These injuries are coming from everywhere. Kramer from Brisbane said, Jack Newton lost his right eye and his right arm and still played golf. Now, that's a comeback. Yeah, absolutely it was, Kramer. So well done on that one. We've had a couple of nominations for Jack Newton. We'll get ourselves to a break. After the break, we're back with Coach K with Afternoons Amplified.